Carlow Cares on KCLR, the power of volunteering. Brought to you by Carlow Volunteer Centre, connecting our community through volunteering. Volunteercarlow.ie. Together we give, together we grow.
It is a beautiful Saturday morning here by the banks of the Barrow. I'm awaiting the start of Carlow Park Run and I'm on the hunt for Anna MacDonald, who is this week's run director.
Being here for the start and right through to the end of the run and manage anything that might happen during that time. Fortunately, we've never had any incident, but it's just nice to welcome first timers, visitors. As a run director, you make sure they're welcomed. You find out where they're from. You inform the group. We put it up on the chat that we've had people from lots of different places. People know when you wear the top that they can come to you if they have a question, a query, a worry. And that role is changed every week. It works well. I started Park Run back in 2017 because my daughter was going to Australia and she said, "Mom, if you do them here, I'll do them in Australia." That's how we started. When we joined Carlow, we found them to be so friendly. There's such a social network here. It was easy to become a volunteer.
What do you get from it?
Meeting up with people. It's just wonderful. I love it. I don't get to do the run as often as I used to, but I just love being here meeting everybody on a Saturday morning, even if it's raining or if the wind is blown.
86 years young, about to turn 87, and he's togged out and ready for the park run. Good morning to you, Martin.
Good morning.
What gets you up and out of a Saturday to take on this 5K challenge?
Oh, sure, I love it. I wouldn't miss it for the world. You know, I got involved before COVID and I've done it ever since. It's great. Everyone is happy doing it, and everyone has a smile on their face. So, should we get you up on a Saturday morning? What else would you be doing? Well, it's a company and a camaraderie and the fun we have on it. It's not a chore, like, it's a fun thing. Originally, I was trying to knock a minute off every week, and then I got down to 38.2, and I said, that's enough at my age. I started to go back up. So, I'm over the hour now, and I'm happy just doing it. We do tail walking every week, four of us. Well, we stay behind in case anyone gets injured, that we can call for help and we can notify some of the volunteers to come and help us.
And come here, it's not just an excuse to dawdle away and take your sweet time.
No. Okay. That's my excuse. We're tail walkers now.
Originally, I'm from Nigeria because I'm a kind of person that like going out. So when I heard that there's a gathering here, so I was like, let me come and let me see what's going on here. And so when I got there, I got myself involved in voluntary and I find it so fun and interesting. I had the opportunity to join the timekeeping, the barcode and the tokens, and it has been a nice experience.
It was actually Josephine's 18th birthday that day.
Happy birthday, dear Josephine. Happy birthday to you. She's a jolly good fellow. And I'll say all about you.
Hi, I'm Kerry Lombard, and yeah, so I have been volunteering with Carlow Parkrun now for about a year and a half. I was living in Dublin before, but when I kind of moved over to Carlow, I just thought this was a really good way to get to know people in the community just by volunteering. It's a really good social vibe. I've met loads of people. It attracts like a really diverse group of people as well. So yeah, it's just a really good way to kind of get into the community and to get to know everyone.
Dimpna O'Neill, you have volunteered at more of these park runs than anybody else in the history of Carlow Park Run.
Yes, I have 210. I'm known as the bell woman. I ring the bell for the last lap.
And I'd say that's a sweet sound for some people.
Oh, they love to hear the bell. When they come in, they see sight of me and they hear the bell, they know they're nearly home.
You're an avid walker, but you sacrifice your own walk to volunteer here. What do you get out of that?
It's getting up and meeting new people all the time. And going for coffee. Well, we have coffee and tea here, free of charge. So it's just a way to meet new people and meet new friends, and could be lifetime friends.
Catherine Swan is volunteer coordinator.
During the week, I gather all the names of the volunteers we have. So we could have up to 10, 12 volunteers on various roles, say barcode scanning, it could be timekeeping, it could be setting up for the teas and coffees. But we're really lucky here. We have a great bunch of volunteers. So I have a great pool of people to gather from. And everyone's happy to chip in and do their bit. Yeah.
And can I ask you about the role of Carlow Volunteer Centre in finding volunteers and getting people mobilised?
Well, Natasha would have been our key link from the Carlow Volunteer Centre. So a number of months ago, She approached us with the idea of getting some of the volunteers from the centre on board. So we developed, I suppose, a bit of a plan together that we could get them. So there's a schedule there now where every couple of weeks they can volunteer. So it means they get involved in it. They can also run in it. Some of them run in it. Some of them walk in it as well. So it's a great thing for them to look forward to on a Saturday morning. Well, I'm not originally from Carlow. I'm originally from Newbridge in County Kildare, and I moved to Carlow during the COVID lockdown. So when Parkrun started back up again, I got involved. So I got to meet people who I'd never met before. And then I saw there was a great voluntary spirit around it. So I put my name in that to volunteer then as well. So I look forward to it every Saturday. I meet a great bunch of people, as I say. We've a bit of crack among ourselves and you get a bit of exercise. You nearly forget about the exercise part of it at the end of the day. But for me, it's been a great social outlet just to get out and meet people in Carlow. Yeah. You know, people just forget about their worries and just come along here and get stuck in, meet their friends, and over time then build a relationship.
Joanne O'Brien and Pádraig Sweeney have been involved from the beginning.
Not actually the founders, but we're on the founding committee. So back in 2017, Lisa Macquarie and Suzanne Dunn actually set up Parkrun. So then we gathered actually in the Seven Oaks Hotel and we had a meeting about how to go forward. And so that's where it began and this is where we are now.
But I must say, they're a fabulous group of volunteers. I think we've kept it going, Joanne, maybe 292 times or something like that.
We're pushing up onto our 300 Parkrun here in Carlow. Obviously, COVID, there was a gap there for a while, but actually it was great after COVID. You know, people really wanted to get out again, and we got the crowds back, and it was actually better than ever after COVID. I think it's really went so well since then, you know, and we've such a happy group of volunteers. People are so willing to give up their Saturday mornings to come and volunteer at Parkrun. They get so much out of it, and there's a real sense of community here in Carlow. Like, you know, we are kind of like a Parkrun family as such, you know, so there's great camaraderie. It's a really great thing to do on a Saturday.
I jump out or fall out of bed every Saturday morning and I either come down and run or volunteer, and there's always a buzz about the place here. I've been run director, I think, about 60 times myself and helped out possibly 150 times, but I've also run about 150 times. So nearly every Saturday morning I'm down here.
We get so much out of volunteering. I usually do the photography here on a Saturday, so it's lovely to capture those moments, people finishing, going across the line, happy families. It's just, you know, it's really lovely to see. And we're one of the few parkruns that actually provide tea and coffee afterwards. You know, it's such a big job, but we have willing volunteers who will do the teas every week after it. And people gather and they stay around because we have the tea and coffee facility. And to have a chat and, you know, people gather and compare times and just have fun. It's great.
You're hitting high numbers. You're booming post-COVID. What is the secret to that success?
It's because we work as a team. There's no body leading it out. We work together as a team. Everybody is equal, and we all get on so well, and we all like have huge respect for each other. So it goes so well because of that. We're really, really a team effort.
Okay, we're on time. Timekeepers. Smile makes a difference. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Good luck, everybody.
Enjoy, guys.
Good luck, everybody.
Hello, my name is Janet Doguntowo, and I own the tea and the coffee stand. Like, I meet a lot of people from like a lot of places. Like, I love coming here. It is fun. One has been kind, nice, and friendly.
My name is Mokmilola. Yeah, everybody. I love this place. I meet a lot of people, different people, lovely people. So it's nice.
Here on, we met Curry, and now we found Caitlin, who is Curry's daughter. Caitlin, you started volunteering as part of your Gashka ward.
Yeah, I did about a year and a half ago. So I did it because I needed just something to volunteer for Gashka, but also we moved to Carlow from Dublin, so my mom wanted to, like, you know, get to know people in the community, so it was really good for both of us. Like, it's a nice way to just kind of get out the house to meet new people.
The runners are in, we got to go meet them. Our first runner is in, congratulations. What is your name?
Lenny Gaffney.
And you're from Dublin?
Yeah, from Dublin, Dublin.
And what brought you to Carlow this morning?
My family. So my nanny lives in Killeshan, so same with them. And when I'm down, trying to do the parkour and stuff, so yeah.
And have you finished first before?
No, first time. Pretty happy.
It's okay this morning. Okay,
yeah. How often do you do this?
Every week when I can, I suppose.
Yeah, every couple of weeks, yeah.
Very good. What brings you back?
Just it's pure form of running. Yeah. People just turn up and run.
I live local, so it's a nice one to do. Yeah.
The park run is a fantastic example of Carlo's openness and willingness to accept people from other creeds, race, colour. It's a fantastic example of inclusion, equality. Like, you come down here, you will see multiple countries, you know, who are participating, not just running, but actually the majority are volunteering. So it just goes to show, like, this narrative around immigration and this negative far right element of immigration. We don't see it here. Do you know, we just see openness, we see inclusion, but we also see people who are very warm. You know, they're not a threat to anybody. You know, and when actually people get to meet people from other countries, no matter what their circumstances are, it breaks down those barriers. And the park run is a fantastic way to do that. You know, no government or no state has stepped in. This is all voluntary. This is a community response. You know, and communities have come together. And it's off their own bat. You know, there's nobody saying you have to do this. There's no incentive. You know, there's no financial thing. Oh, yeah, we're going to get loads of money for this. No, it's all voluntary, you know, and it's a fact that it's a credit to the people of Carlo that this exists. A lot of our volunteers are coming from direct provision centres or asylum seeking centres. And they feel, you know, that they have a purpose now. Yeah. This is one of the problems of direct provision. People don't have a purpose, or they don't have any incentive to go out. And here they have a role. You know, they're part of a community. I see people around the street all the time, and they wave and say hello to me. And it's not just in a park run. It filters out. It's infectious. You know, it goes into all walks and all fabrics in society.
The social part of it. It's nice, the atmosphere, that you get the camaraderie, and they get you out, and you feel healthy. You feel good about yourself. Like this man would say, by 11 o'clock, you feel so good. What's something good for yourself, especially Saturday morning?
What about the wonderful people that keep this going at that volunteer? Aren't they great?
But this is it. This is it. Without them, it wouldn't be the same thing. Because you can go for a run on your own, but what makes is the social gathering and then the smile at the end when you get your cup of tea and the well done to you.
I'm Una Phelan from Carlo.
And Una, do you do this regularly?
I do it in Cambridge in England, but I come home. This is my hometown, so when I'm home, I come and do it. I've been doing it since 2012. Very inclusive, and it's lots of ways people make friends that they wouldn't normally make friends.
The different, Una, to the Cambridge model.
Yeah, I really love doing it here because everybody's so friendly and it's not a competitive one. Some of you go to and are really, you know, competitive.
We have found the IT guy, John Brophy. John, what's your job?
Well, I help out most weeks with the roster online and the results online. I get some help from other volunteers. The volunteers here are great community. But I'm working at a computer most of the week, so I find it easy just to do that as when I'm sitting at a computer, easier than other people who are out and about a lot. It's just great working with people, and there's a great community spirit in Parkrun, especially here in Carlow.
Simon Lewis and Emerus, who have run together. Who came in first?
Me.
It's Emerus. So Simon, he's outpacing you.
He is today, yeah. I'm going to have to work hard to keep up with him now. He's getting better every week. We come here nearly every week now, don't we?
Nearly.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it, Emerus?
Yeah.
How old are you?
10.
It's a really friendly race, you know. You can come every week and there's always a conversation that you can have with somebody, and you know, it starts your weekend off because it's 9:30 in the morning, you're finished by about 10:30, and you've the rest of the weekend ahead, and it's a lovely family friendly thing to do.
I always try and make the park run. It's really important. It's a great feeling. It is the best park run in Ireland, basically. If you're walking or running on the way coming up, everyone is like, well done, go. There's young and old, all ages, all abilities. It's not a race, you know, you're just doing it for yourself. That's what makes it great.
I think we found Carlo's Fish's family, all the way from South Africa. These are the Stults. And well done, guys. You've done a lot of these park runs.
Yeah, over 200 myself, and then families catching up.
How old are you?
6.
And how many of these have you done?
36.
It's a family event, and it's just spending time with family.
We're all outdoors.
And has it helped you to meet people from Carlo?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mommy.
We have quite a big community, and yes, it's lovely. And even to get the children in early, it helps them growing up just to get out.
Yes. Beatrice Lambert, well done. You finished your run.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My 93rd, I think, 93rd or 94th. Not 100% sure, but I'll tell you when it's 100.
Yeah. Beatrice, you used to run for Ireland.
That's right, many, many moons ago, yes.
Tell us about the park run and how that fits into the memories of when you were running more competitively.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic. It's great community, absolutely great. Everybody mixes so well. Everybody's so nice to each other. Tea and coffee afterwards. We meet people from all over. So it's really, really good. And we've great volunteers. Never a problem with volunteers, which is fantastic. That's what it's all about, the volunteers. They're the ones that keep it going week in, week out. And we all do our share of volunteering. Every 10 weeks, maybe, we do, you know, some job or other. So it's fantastic. It's great. Fantastic. And there's some guys that used to run with me. Like Dermot O'Brien was there videoing this morning. He was an international with me in the day. And, you know, Tommy Payne has been down here a few times. He's also an international. They come down and support it as well, which is fantastic as well to see.
And this is a lot more relaxing than the time pressure of days gone by.
Oh, who are you telling? Who are you telling? No, this is a different kettle of fish altogether. This is just fantastic.
Carlow Cares on KCLR, the power of volunteering. Brought to you by Carlow Volunteer Centre, connecting our community through volunteering. VolunteerCarlow.ie. Together we give, together we grow.